Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Today we have a surprise. 4-H Program Manager Joe Hetrick-Anstead is joining us today. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing quite well. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Getting ready for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of getting ready for Christmas, this has got to be one of my favorite topic names I can think of. You're telling me Cuddle Kits for CASA. Does that come with a free kitten by any chance?
Unfortunately not, no. But our Osage County 4-H ambassadors are currently collecting items to make Cuddle Kits for CASA of the 4th Judicial District. For those that don't know, CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocate, and the 4th Judicial District includes the counties of Osage, Franklin, Anderson, and Coffey. CASA advocates for the best interests of abused and neglected children by following standards to meet the needs of each child and family. When a child is removed from their home due to abuse or neglect, it usually happens very quickly. So that child doesn't have time to think about what they want to grab and are often given a trash bag to put their necessities in. Comfort and security items like blankets and favorite toys are frequently left behind, making a difficult situation even harder for that child. So CASA of the 4th Judicial District would like to provide these kids with comfort items at the time of their removal. So these kits include one pillowcase that can be used as a bag to gather their items, a soft and warm blanket to wrap up in, a stuffed animal to hold on to, and a flashlight with batteries because sometimes the dark can be scary. So our Osage County 4-H ambassadors are currently accepting donations of clean, unused pillowcases, clean, unused blankets, clean, unused unisex stuffed animals, and flashlights with fresh batteries. They will spend time during their Christmas party this month putting these kits together for them to be delivered to CASA. Donations can be dropped off at any of our three Frontier Extension District offices in Garnett, Ottawa, or Linden by December 20th. If you have any questions, please feel free to call me at the Linden office at 785-828-4438. We would like to thank everyone who's already donated items, and we currently have enough to make about 20 kits, but we would love to be able to make more.
That idea sounds even better than what I had in my head. What a marvelous concept. It is vital. You're doing something for the well-being and the welfare of the child, but the emotional and mental impact has to be taken into account, and this definitely does that.
Yes, it definitely gives them something that they can take with them that's theirs and just hopefully give them a little bit of comfort in a scary time.
A very scary time. Now, do you have a goal in mind of how many kits you'd like to put together?
We didn't actually set a goal. We just kind of put it out there for people to donate. We put it out on our Facebook page, and we've gotten so many good donations in. We had a local Franklin County 4-H'er saw the need and put together an Amazon wish list for 12 kits, and within 2 days had her wish list fulfilled and was able to donate those items to us.
Oh, what a great
idea. No goal in mind, just as many as we can.
Yes. And is this the first year you've done this program?
This is the first year we've done it. I saw somebody that works at CASA had put it out on a Facebook community page that they were trying to collect items for Cuddle Kits, and I thought it would be a great idea for my ambassadors to do as a community service to give back to the community.
A perfect idea, I'd say. Is this something that you think you might consider doing at different times throughout the year?
I think we will for sure do it every year in December and possibly maybe halfway through the year again, depending on the feedback that we get.
I have a feeling you're going to get a lot of positive feedback on this one. This is a really, really good idea. Now, if somebody does want to get involved, either with a donation or maybe even to help put something together in their own community or school or anything like that, how can they get a hold of you again?
So I'm at the Linden office, so they can give me a call at 785-828-4438.
All right. And one more time, a rundown of the list of things that you're putting in each of these kits, please.
A clean, unused pillowcase, clean, unused blankets, clean, unused unisex stuffed animals, and flashlights with fresh batteries.
Outstanding. All very, very good ideas. Thank you for letting us know about this. When I heard Cuddle Kits, it sounded like a really fun idea. Now that I know what's really behind it, it's even better.
Yes. It warms my heart that my kids are excited to do this and that we can give back to our communities this way.
I talked with another extension agent about youth volunteering and the benefits to the volunteers themselves. And this is one of those big all-around kind of things. I love it. Well, thank you very much for sharing with us today. And hey, I think I'm going to have to go do a little bit of shopping for some pillowcases, it looks like.
Yes, thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Yes, me too.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredithine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gowell.